This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage of commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin 6-7. We're going to take an extended weekend hiatus for the Shavuos and Memorial Day holiday here in 2023. God willing, come back when we'll finish up the last couple of Mishnahs here on Season 6 of the TTPA. Talking about how Torah is greater, it gives life. Gedolot Torah shino senes chaim lo seab olam azeu v'olam haba shenemer ki chaim heim lemotze ehem elochol besar merape ve'omer refus tihiyeh l'sharecha v'shikul atzmosecha ve'omer etz chaim hin l'machazikim ba v'samcha me'ushar ve'omer ki levi aschein heim l'roshecha ve'anakim l'gargar osecha ve'omer titen l'roshcha levi aschein ateres teferes timagenecha ve'omer orachim hem b'mina v'smola osher v'kava ve'omer ki orachim hem v'shnos chaim v'shalom yosifu lach. Many proof texts over here. The Braisa quotes seven verses from the book of Mishlei to show that Torah gives life. Greatest Torah because it gives life to those who practice it, both in this world and in the world to come. The blessings mentioned in these verses are for those who study Torah and put what they learn in practice. The main purpose of learning Torah is to fulfill its commandments as taught in Mishnah 1:17. Medrash Mo points out, most mitzvahs are rewarded only in the world to come, but studying Torah is rewarded in this world as well. The Mishnah states in Peah with respect to studying Torah and certain other mitzvahs, these are the things whose fruits, dividends a person enjoys in this world, but his principle remains intact from in the world to come, as Rashi points out. As it is stated in the book of Mishlei, for they are life to those who find them and healing for all his flesh. The word motzeim is interpreted as though it's read motzeihem. Those who express them, which refers to those who say words of Torah aloud. The verse promises that they will enjoy long life and healing in the world, as Rashi points out. It also states it will be health for your navel and marrow for your bones after a person's death when the flesh is gone from the body and all that remains is bones, Medrash Shmuel points out. The Torah will serve as marrow to your bones, a source of moisture that prevents the bones from decaying, as pointed out by Rashi. And it also says it's a tree of life for those who grasp it, and its supporters are fortunate. This verse refers to the life of the world to come, Rashi points out, and it says they are an adornment of grace for your head and a chain for your neck. The verse quoted in the Mishnah taught, the first verse, that those who study and observe the Torah will be blessed with life and healing in this world. However, that is not enough by itself. There are people who are so poor that they would rather be dead than alive. The Braisa therefore adds this verse, they're an adornment for grace, to teach that they will be blessed with wealth as well. The verse compares words of Torah to adornments, beautiful items that make the wearer attractive to others. Since our world is materialistic one, where nothing attracts people as much as wealth, the adornments of the verse are metaphor for worldly riches, Rashi points out. And it also says it will set an adornment of grace upon your head, it will bestow a crown of splendor upon you. Not only is the Torah a source of riches, it's a source of splendor and honor, Rashi points out. And it states length of days is at its right, at its left, wealth and honor. It could have been thought that the blessing of life is bestowed upon everyone, even those who study the Torah not for its own sake, but for other reasons this verse teaches otherwise. The word at its right refers to people who deal with the Torah right-handedly. They learn Torah for its own sake. They will enjoy long life and certainly wealth and honor. The words at its left refer to people who deal with Torah left-handedly with ulterior motives. They will be rewarded with wealth and honor, but not with long life, as Rashi points out from Shabbos. And finally, it states they will add to you length of days and years of life and peace. The previous verses teach that those who study Torah for its own sake and practice it are rewarded with long life, wealth, and honor. However, these blessings cannot be enjoyed if there is no peace, Rashi points out from Vayikra. The Rashi therefore adds that Torah brings peace as well. So do what you can to get Torah in your life. Make sure Torah is a daily part of your life. Whether you're learning a little bit of the daf, or whether you're learning parsha, or whether you're learning Torah, whether you're reading articles from Torah, listening to Torah podcasts, or reading Torah material, or getting Torah emails, whatever you could do, make sure Torah is kivata in your life, that it is set in your life. As we're asked, after 120 years, is it a set part of your life? Not if you learn 20 hours a day, but did you learn every day is the most important thing. Make sure Torah is set and fixed in your life every single day. Join us next time as we talk about so many wonderful qualities that are seen and are benefits for the sages and people in the world here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.